This is 105.9 The Region, and you're listening to Discovery, the radio show for podcasters. Your content, unfiltered. This is Discovery.
Hello and welcome to Discovery. I'm your host, Cal Steiger. This is our third week of podcasts from the broadcasting students at Durham College. This week, we have two more podcasts to share with you. First up is The Break Room, uncovering the myths, mysteries, and legends of mystic creatures. Following up, Nadine and Nico share their experiences and what they've learned about themselves after being part of a Catholic youth group. Let's kick back with The Break Room.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Ananya Gupta, and welcome to The Break Room, the podcast where we go into the realms of myths and legends to uncover the mysteries of mystical creatures. From your favorite mermaids to giants, we'll talk about all the folklore and the unexplained to shed light on the creatures that we've all heard about as childhood stories. And their rumors have been around for centuries. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Shiroz Khan, and we're also joined by our guest, Isabella De La Gana. How's it going, guys? How are you today?
We're doing good.
Amazing.
I'm excited.
Me too. Okay, so let's jump right in, shall we? First question. What do you think about the supernatural?
I think it's what your mind thinks, you know? Like, it's not really... Everybody has a different perspective of that. So some people believe in it, some people don't believe in it. So you just kind of... When you're having these talks, you have to convince the person that doesn't believe to believe, you know?
For me, I just find it fascinating, like, all these stories. Like, I feel like all of them somehow have, like, some sort of truth to it. Because, like, yeah. You know, like, so how stories get passed down and stuff like that. But it's just, for me, it's, like, crazy to, like, see videos and stuff like that. Is it, like, trying to convince you that it's true?
When I was a kid, I believed everything. So now I'm like, yeah, maybe it is real. Aliens, for example. I don't know, but I feel like they are somewhere.
I was watching a video. It was, they're saying in Mexico, they, like, unveiled one. In front of, like the government or something. Like, there was, like, a full mummified alien.
What?
Yeah, it's literally real. Like, you can literally Google it. Like, yeah, they have a whole mummified alien. Yeah, it was released in front of the Mexican government or something.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, that's crazy. Another thing is, like, do you know the Malaysian airline flight? Apparently.
The one that
disappeared.
Yeah.
People say that, because when there was a footage that I saw, it was, like, a few dots. They caught the video of the plane. It was like a, you know, those like aerial
views. Yeah. The bird's eye.
And then, yeah, there were like little dots that were like surrounding the plane. And then the plane just disappears.
But for aliens, I feel like I don't know. I just feel like they could be somewhere because we haven't discovered a lot of things around us.
We're not even allowed to go past on top of Antarctica. Planes are not allowed to go over it. People say that like that's like the entry to the inside of Earth, because they say that there's like a whole ecosystem that's inside of Earth.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even our oceans, we haven't discovered. Like
apparently pirates are still a thing.
Pirates are a thing still.
Like, no, like how they portrayed in the movies though?
I don't think it's like how they portray in the movies, but it's more so, they're more so like, they like steal things. Like they steal like people or like stuff, or like they're transporting like illegal like substances, like things like that. More so like them doing like illegal activity that way.
Yeah,
or like entering countries illegally.
But that's like actual people.
Yeah.
But like what I'm talking about, like, is mermaids and sirens. You were telling me the other day that like they're kind of similar.
I think mermaids are real.
I think so too.
Yeah. It's just not as magical as, you know, obviously like,
yeah, not
portray it.
When I was a kid, I was telling you, right? Like, I used to look up all these things. So I used to look it up, and then I was like, yeah, they're like pretty creatures, like we see in the movies and everything. But as I grew older, I realized, like, when I saw the posts and everything and new articles and everything, because they come up on my feed a lot, they're not really friendly. They're not pretty. And I don't know. I think they eat people.
No, I think what they do is they sing, yeah. And then lure men.
Like,
it's usually men that they lure in.
Those videos, like on my TikTok, about like, you know, those scary ocean videos.
Because you see that men, like a lot of people go missing, like on boats and stuff, like
all
the time.
Sailors.
So like, maybe it could be that. You never know, right? I don't think there is mermaid necessarily, but I think sirens are real. Because mermaids, I think, is more so like Disney kind of created mermaids, but I think sirens is like the actual term for it, I think. Because I think that there's a, in Denmark, they're known for mermaids, because I think the most sightings that they've seen is in Denmark. So they literally have statues of mermaids all over their town because they've seen it everywhere, right? So,
yeah.
And then even like old scriptures and things like that, they said that sailors have seen mermaids there. So that's like, that's where even the Little Mermaid is based in.
Yeah, that's true. I've read that.
Yeah, so.
They just kind of like made it magical.
But if you imagine you go there at nighttime and you actually see something in the water, so like, I don't even know how to react to that. Like,
I don't think so. They come out in daylight.
I heard another thing in, I think it's the Philippines, or I'm pretty sure it was the Philippines. Like, people go missing because like I was reading this video. I mean, I was watching this video, and in the video they're saying that the like a bunch of people like back in the day went missing because they went towards the water and then they just disappeared. Like, I've heard that people are luring people into the water and they're just disappearing like that.
There's so many like weird, crazy things happening, like Bigfoot and everything. I heard stories about that also, but I don't know much about it. Like, do you guys, what do you guys think?
I don't know much either about.
I think they've discovered footprints, and then I think there's one footage I think they found which they think it's actual thing, like actual footage, you know. But it literally looks like someone's wearing a costume and they're like looking back. Another thing, like there's this guy on TikTok. Apparently, he saw a giant, like a giant man thing on top of a mountain, and he like made a video of it. And
I've seen it. It's like moving through the tree line.
Yeah,
it's like the size of the trees, and like it's like from afar. So like obviously the trees look tiny, but they're like massive. Like when you're right up to it.
Yeah.
But like the figure, the shadow was like the same size as the tree, and like you could see it moving the trees.
That's crazy.
But the thing is that if you that after he made that video, he's like, "Oh, look what I saw." He's missing now.
Yeah.
He's gone. And then another thing, the guy, because he made another video right after the first video. It was like a helicopter on top of the thing, and then the police was blocking that area off. So you weren't even allowed to go inside it.
People know things. They're just like,
it's like,
you know.
Yeah, people know things, and they don't want us to know because of what might happen if we know.
Yeah.
You know, people might go and take a look for themselves. Like, they're going to try to find these things, and they might get in trouble or whatever. But there's so many things they don't want us to know, and that's why I feel like, that's why most of the times I'm like, yeah, this could be real. We just don't know it yet.
Okay, I have a question. Yeah. What's your opinion on ghosts? I think they're real.
Ghosts? Spirits? Yes. I feel like they are real spirits, and I've actually experienced it.
What was your experience?
It was, so what happened was, at 4 a.m., not 5, at 4 a.m., all of a sudden, I felt like someone rang the bell, right? And I heard it. It was not my dream or anything. I heard it loud and clear. I go, and I'm really sleepy, right? So what happened, I just go, I didn't turn on the light outside. I just opened it, because I thought it's my mom who's going to be there, reckless of me, but yeah. I opened the door, and I just stood there with my eyes closed. I stood there in front of the door, and it was summertime, so there was no breeze, there was no wind at all. It was humid. It was like typical summer.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, after 5 minutes, all of a sudden this light breeze brushes over my face, and like it's like cold breeze, and I wake up and I look, there's no one outside, and I got goosebumps, and I just locked the door, ran inside my house, and I just like got in my blanket and slept it off.
I don't know what it was, but it was definitely something.
India and like all these Asian countries, yeah, they're known for having a lot of like supernatural things. Witches, like, especially.
In the Philippines, there's a lot. Like, my mom said she experienced something. So there's this thing called a tricycle. It's like a type of like transportation like that they use. And so like she was going up with her sister like around this like route or whatever. And then like the tricycle person was turning a corner, and all she sees is this like white like floating lady. So which they call like the white lady and stuff like that. And what's it called, like she just got chills, because like you're not supposed to look at her or else like something happens to you. So she still remembers it, and she still tells me to this day.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's no, it's so creepy.
It is like there's a lot of creepy stuff going on. Like we don't know about it, but if I hadn't experienced it myself, I wouldn't have believed it. But I did, and it was crazy, Shiroz. And like I can't tell you how I felt in that moment because I was alone, and it was 4 a.m. And that around that time, most of these things are active.
Because that's the devil's hour.
Yeah.
So another cool thing, kind of like Bigfoot, is Sasquatch. So a lot of people in more like Arctic regions, like they say that they've seen spottings and things like that of Sasquatch. I don't know, like I don't know too much about this, but I think it's like a like Arctic version.
Like a Yeti.
Arctic version of the Bigfoot, you know?
Yeah.
Like
like the white fur and everything.
Yeah, the white fur.
That one, I don't know if I necessarily believe in. Like, I believe in maybe Bigfoot, but maybe not the Yeti. Like, I always see videos and stuff of people like, oh, I discovered a Bigfoot and I have him in my garage. Like,
what?
Yeah, he has a whole Bigfoot in his house. I don't know if I necessarily believe it or I think, or it could be a sculpture. Like, he literally lifted it. Like, do you know those like blue tarps that people like put in their like basements or something like that? So he literally removed the tarp, and there was like a whole body underneath the tarp, and it was like, I don't know if it was a Bigfoot or a Yeti.
I don't think I believe that.
Could these things be just like humans? Some sort of like do you know a mutation or something?
Yeah.
Of a human. Like, what if it's like a human race? Like a mutation of a human race that's been like going on, but nobody really knows about them because they're united. They say, obviously, like aside religion, they say that scientifically, like humans evolved from monkeys. So
yeah.
Could it be that some people evolved completely and some people didn't?
You know how in like earlier times people were like really giant and like really big?
Yeah.
Like Egypt and everything.
Yeah, because like, even like the pharaohs and stuff, I heard they were pretty tall.
No, that gave me like, oh, well, it was a really nice chat with you two. And it's been great having you two here.
Thanks for having us. We enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our dive into this fascinating world of mystical creatures. Stay curious, keep exploring, and remember, the mysteries of the unknown are always waiting to be uncovered. So, may your adventures be as legendary and cool as the creatures we've talked about. Have a wonderful day.
You're listening to podcasts by students at Durham College on Discovery, the radio show for podcasters.
What does CFCY mean to me? Over the course of the episode, we'll be learning all about what that acronym is and how I plan to answer it, as of right now, at least. I used to think that I was required to live separate lives in order to be happy. And by happy, I meant feeling comfortable being myself around the people I was with. So, in the Catholic youth group I'm in, I'm religious, fun, and friendly, despite sometimes being reserved. But when I'm outside of that realm, I'm fun, friendly, and sometimes also reserved. I was a victim to being afraid to tell my friends outside the youth group that I was in one. I felt like I had to conceal that part of my life because I was afraid of who I was outside of that youth group. But I learned a lot during my teenage years. A part of me still can't believe that I'm officially past those 6 years. Over the course of this episode, I hope you'll join me in learning what I overcame, what I've learned, who I've learned from, and all about the group with my friends who makes me feel like I'm always home. My main goal today is to tell you all about my youth group, Couples for Christ-Youth. So it's like a subdivision of Couples for Christ, which is a community for couples. And the group I'm in, Couples for Christ-Youth, more commonly known as CFC-Y or simply CFCY. Joining me today as a co-host and to share a few of his experiences is my brother, Nico. How you doing today, Nico?
I'd say I have better things to do, but I'm here and willing to be here.
So as we know, the entry point for joining CFC Youth is called a youth camp, which I'm sure we've both attended, because we had ours back in 2019 in Camp Samak. Do you remember that?
It's very vague. I don't really remember too much of it, but I'd say it's there.
Because it was basically how we started and how everything came to be. And
yeah.
Look at us 4 years later now. It's been, a lot has happened in the community.
Yes, a lot of changes.
Youth camp was a very fond memory for me. It was overnight for 2 nights and 3 days, which is the general structure of how these camps go. I was a participant along with my brother, but there's another youth camp that's happening next month, which we'll talk more on in just a bit. But about youth camp, let me tell you more about it. So this entry point, during the youth camp, you would have talks or essentially presentations by speakers who were prepped for the role. Speakers would be prepped to share God's words. In the youth camp, there's talks/presentations. Then we have activities, and we also have games. And it's crazy because 3 years ago, maybe, I just felt like any other member, any other CFC youth member, but I'm really grateful to be in the community because I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about other people. I learned about sharing and being grateful and proud to be practicing the Catholic faith among my peers. It's a very surreal experience that I'm very glad to share today.
What's your favorite memory so far about being in the community?
So far, one of my favorite memories has to be the little mini Christmas party that we had. Our community has gone together for a lot of things, but I'd say that one Christmas party really did it for me. I just really felt like myself. I was able to talk to a lot of people, meet new people, and just get to know others really well. How about you, Nadine? What would you say is your favorite?
One of my favorites, though, that I want to mention is most likely the time that we had like a get-together. It was more of a celebration. What we did was basically a movie night. We watched Elementals. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And we were all in our pajamas, if I remember correctly. And I just remember it being a really fun day because we got to join as a community, as a group together. And we just got to hang out, basically. And it was so much fun. And I really enjoyed that and everything we've had been doing so far.
Of course, yeah.
So I've said a couple of things about the youth camp. But let me move on to the general structure of what CFC Youth is. You start off being a member, and later on you might be tapped, or by tapped, it's essentially like asked to serve as a role. That service is your way of sharing your time and talent in activities, in events, and using them to spread God's word. So the general structure starts with members, and then you have what we call household leaders. And these are people who might have more experience or who have been in the community longer than these members or participants. And they're there to guide these new members and just help them integrate or help them with whatever they need. That's the goal, because we're all friends, we're all family, which I love about this community. And after household leaders, you have your chapter leaders. And after the chapter leaders, we have area leaders or area heads. A chapter is grouped by the people in a similar area. For example, before COVID happened, when members were more steady and more accounted for, because COVID was a lot for the community for sure, because we've seen a lot of changes. Now, the chapters that we do have, so I'll tell you about me. So I'm a chapter leader for chapter 1 from the area Greater Toronto East. And then we also have an area called Greater Toronto West. And under that area, there's also 2 chapters under them, if I'm not mistaken. And along with me, I'm a chapter leader for chapter 1. And I have a brother counterpart. And we also have a chapter 2. So that's the main structure. In terms of service, you would see different ways of serving. So there's the music ministry, and they're in charge for practicing and for creating the musical, not creating the songs per se, but performing the praise and worship songs that we would have at every event, which is arguably my favorite part of every event. I always, always look forward to singing my heart out because there's just a different way of praising and worshiping. There's a different feeling you get when you're singing. It's like a lot more words than you could have said. And just singing your heart out is my favorite part about praise and worship. So I talked about music ministry, and then there's a lot to the structure. That's just one way of serving. There's also YCOM, which is short for Youth Communications, and these people help out in terms of social media, in terms of photos, videos, in terms of documenting the event. That's their main goal, and that's their main service. Another event we have is the TNC, or more known as the True North Conference. A lot of CFC youths from all over Canada got together. It was great. I had my first one last year. And we also have different workshops, different trainings. It's all for service team, for members. We even serve as facilitators for the CFC Kids for Christ. And we call ourselves ROC facilitators. ROC stands for Reaching Out Christ to Kids, which is really cool because I love being a ROC facilitator. It's just so much fun, like, sharing the Catholic faith with kids. So before I finish off, I asked a couple of my fellow youth that first question that I presented to everyone in the beginning of the podcast or the episode. But what does CFCY mean to you? Let's hear from them.
CFC Youth to me is a community in which I have created lifelong friendships rooted in learning and growing in the Catholic faith.
CFCY is the place I can be Catholic with people my age without fear of judgment or criticism. It's also one of the places where I don't have to be a perfect version of myself. In the community, I get to just be me, as imperfect as I am.
What does YFC mean to me? I mean, it's always been a part of my life. I grew up in the community, and like, even after moving across the world, I still chose to go back to it because it's really just a big part of my identity. It's my strongest connection to God. And it's really just a place with people that I can continue to journey through my faith with people who will at least try their best to understand me. And for the most part, we're all in the same journey and we're all going through the same things. So it's nice to be surrounded by people who get you.
I relate so much to what they said because I feel the same way.
Hey. So, just to remind us, it's going to be a month from now, but it's going to come up fast, but our next youth camp is upcoming.
Yes.
You know what's so exciting about it? We're going to be serving at this youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about how 4 years ago we were in youth camp as participants. Now it's going to be a whole different experience. How do you feel about serving for this one?
I'd say it was really unexpected. Looking at myself, four years ago, I didn't really see myself to be in the position that I saw other servers at that time. I didn't know that I'd be in their shoes now, and I'd say it's a pretty good experience. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's going to be a really big change for me, I'd say, for me as someone in the community.
Mm-hmm. And just to let everyone else know, what's the role you're going to be serving in for this youth camp?
I'm going to be part of the music ministry, which is basically the choir. I'm going to be playing the guitar.
And what's so much fun about it is I'm also going to be in the same ministry as you. Like, mm-hmm. We're both going to be serving there, and I think it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be a vocalist. It was very unexpected because I've never served in this role before. And I was very shocked and surprised, but now I feel like it's very fulfilling. I'm scared because I obviously want to serve like into my best capacity.
Yeah.
But I think it's really exciting to look forward to at the same time.
Yeah. First times are always a big thing, but that's what makes it count. That's what makes it special.
That's true. It's going to be so memorable too. All right. Finally, before we end things off, Nico, what does CFCY mean to you?
Simply, I'd say, the CFCY community is, a community, a really meaningful community for me, where I'm able to be myself, meet new people, have fun with other people, and just really get to connect with people who are mostly like me, I'd say, and who are able to appreciate me and just accept me for who I am. How about you? Well, how would you say the community is for you?
It was where I discovered a part of myself that I was afraid to become. But I feel very much like myself. And like I'm accepted and who I am is someone that I'm happy with and someone that I'm okay mm-hmm. to be around with. Because I can truly say that that's what I love about the sense of community is that because we're everywhere. We're not just here in Ontario. We're all over Canada. We're all over the world. And it's this sense of community that's like very fulfilling to be in. Because you basically have all these friends, all these brothers and sisters in different places of the world.
Like you're basically not alone wherever you are in the world, which makes it feel really calming. Mm-hmm. To know there's other people like you out there.
That's true. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, anytime, yeah.
I'm glad we were able to share our experiences together. It was mm-hmm. very interesting and fulfilling to look back on.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially, because you know how we talked about youth camp in April? Definitely looking forward to that. And mm-hmm. it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Hopefully, whoever's listening might be interested, maybe. Yeah,
this is definitely not an advertisement, guys.
If you were looking for a sign, I'd recommend following or looking up on Instagram CFC YFC GTA East or GTA West, depending on where you live. And if you contact them, they'll definitely be able to help you. Mm. That's a little short, not ad, but like encouragement if you were looking for a sign. But that's all we have for you today. Thank you so much. Yep. Thank you, Nico.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Bye, everyone.
That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening. If you've missed any part of this episode, catch it on our website at 1059theregion.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Till next week, I'm Cal Steiger.
Discovery, the radio show for podcasters, exclusive to 1059 The Region. Expand your audience and extend your reach. Send us your podcast, info@1059theregion.com.